I was a failure in school. Every year my parents were called to the school and they were humiliated saying, your son is a failure, your son is a failure. But I had to crack the UPSC exams, which is considered to be India's toughest examination. Then I cleared my IB exam, I cleared my SSC exam, I cleared my Karnataka Public Service Commission examination, I cleared my FDA examination, and then these three important factors determine if a person is going to be successful or if he's just going to be short of being success. And the first and the most important thing is one. Hi, my name is Amit J. Amit J, Assistant Commandant, is my present-day identity. But that's just the beginning of a new chapter yet to unravel. But the storyline up until then has seen a lot of ups and many more downs. Today, as an Assistant Commandant, there's a sense of pride in me when I look at the stars. Not just in the sky, but even on my shoulders when I put on my uniform, the uniform that I adorn every day to serve my country and my countrymen. Come to think of it, I think that is the only thing that I've ever known since my childhood. I remember every fancy dress competition that I've been to in school. The only dress that I've owned is either that of a policeman or an army officer. Fast forward from my childhood to my adolescence, necessity had hit me so hard that while guys of my age used to come to school and discuss about their morning game, I used to go to school, catch hold of a friend, and talk to him about the number of households I visited and sold newspapers in the morning before going to school. Yes, before going to school at 9 in the morning, I used to wake up at 5, get ready, tell my parents that I'm going early for a game. Necessity had hit me hard. I did not have an option. I used to go door to door, ask people which newspaper they were buying, and I used to convince them to subscribe for the newspaper that I was working for. For every order that I converted, for every order that I got for the newspaper that I was working for, I used to get paid 75 rupees a month. My journey started there with 75 rupees a month, and from then till now, I feel life has seldom been unfair to me. But what remains etched in my memory is an incident from my school days. I remember we were a class of around 100 plus students. A class of 100 plus students had adorned the auditorium to listen to a career counselor who was to guide us about our future course of action in life. When asked what each one of them wanted to be in life, there came answers sensible enough to the standards set by the society back then. But there came a voice from behind. A boy in class 9 in 2003 raised his hand and he voiced his opinion. He had a dream, he had a goal, he had a vision. But the entire class, the entire auditorium burst out in laughter. His own colleagues, his friends and his teachers laughed at him and said, "Not this guy." This incident changed my life. They laughed at the boy and said, "Not this guy," because this boy was nothing short of being a failure. He was nothing short of being notorious. But he raised his hand and he voiced his opinion. In 2003, this boy told a class of around 100 plus students that he wanted to put on his uniform one day and serve this nation. And as a testimony to that boy's words on that momentous day, I stand here today as an assistant commandant serving my nation with pride. And what more can I ask for? And the story doesn't end there. Just recently, I went back to my school. Recently, I went back to my school as the chief guest for the graduation day. I had to address students. I was standing on the stage and trying to address students. Suddenly, a thought hit my mind. The topper of my class during my school days was not there, but I was there standing as the chief guest. So what am I trying to get at? I'm only trying to tell you that quantitative parameters like marks and success do not matter so much. Yes, in today's world, you need to study hard, you need marks for your success, but at the end of the day, it's a different ballgame. Because I believe there are two kinds of people, two kinds of youngsters, people passing out of school, people passing out of college. I know the thought process that is wired in their head. One group of people who decide on something and later become successful. These are the guys who today are working in big companies like Yahoo, Microsoft, Google. They're doing really well for themselves. They're successful. But there's another group of people, another kind of people. These are the people who start their own companies and make it Google, Microsoft, Yahoo. So the choice is yours. But ultimately, the message down there is, what is it that you want? I believe that people who are successful and people who are just short of being successful have three important factors. These three important factors determine if a person is going to be successful or if he's just going to be short of being success. And the first and the most important thing is one's vision. When I say vision, I am talking about the goal, the plan, the obstacles that you're going to have, how are you going to negotiate it, and all of these things that come under vision. Unless and until you do not know where you have to go, it is a waste. So once you know where you want to go, once you have a vision, I had a vision. I had a vision to serve my country. I had a vision to put on my uniform. And I knew that is where I wanted to be. So I think the first most important factor is a vision. The second important factor that I believe in is, how badly do you want it? Because I know I did a lot of jobs in the unorganized sector, but still there was a lingering dream inside me to put on my uniform and serve my nation. And I strongly believe in the statement that if you want something badly, ask for it. Ask for it from the bottom of your heart, and the entire universe will realign itself to give it to you. So first is your vision, and second is how badly you want it. And now let's come to the third important thing. That is, of course, you'll have to work hard. There's no doubt about it. Your hard work clubbed with your smart work. Sharpen your axe before you begin to cut the tree. Sharpen your axe before you begin to cut the tree. Take my own case for example. Like say, if you want to clear a competitive exam, I wrote competitive exams. But if you want to clear a competitive exam, you will have to sit in front of the book and study for 4 to 5 hours a day. I mean, whatever you're comfortable with. But you have to study. To get yourself to sit at a place and study for 4 to 5 hours is hard work. But to know what not to study rather than to know what to study in those 4 hours is smart work. So hard work clubbed with your smart work. I was a failure in school. Thinking back of my school days, I don't see a marks card of mine from my school days from class 7 to class 10 without a red mark on it. Every year my parents were called to the school and they were humiliated saying, your son is a failure, your son is a failure. All right, my parents tried to encourage me, my parents tried to put sense into me. I really wanted to study, but studies never got into my head. Physics, chemistry, math, all these subjects were alien to me. It never went into my head. My class 9 exams, I failed in 4 subjects in my final examination, just by a mark or two. The principal called my parents to the parents-teachers meeting, and the principal told my parents, I request you to kindly change your son from the ICSE board to the state board, because if this boy does not clear his board exams in class 10, he is going to be a disgrace to the school and this institution. My father told my principal, Madam, I will assure you that this boy is never going to be a disgrace either to your school or your institution, albeit for this nation. That hit me really hard. There was a father who put faith in me. There was a father who put confidence in me and said, this boy is going to do it irrespective of what people say. And it is from then I started to believe that I could do something good in life. And now, fast forward again, I was doing a lot of jobs, as I told you, in the unorganized sector. There came a time when I thought, okay, it is time for me now to crack my UPSC exams, because I had a dream. What was my dream? To put on the uniform, to serve this nation. So I had to crack my UPSC exams. But as I told you, studies in itself was alien. I could not sit in a place and study. And even though I used to study, nothing used to enter my head. But I had to crack the UPSC exams, which is considered to be India's toughest examination. So I was talking about hard work clubbed with smart work. I was anyway earning. I thought, why don't I earn and make use of the time simultaneously? So I went to a coaching institute. I told that gentleman in the coaching institute, the owner of that coaching institute, sir, I want to teach. He asked me, how many times have you written the UPSC examination? I said, I am yet to write, but I want to teach. He asked me, what do you want to teach? Polity? I said, no, I don't know the Indian constitution. Geography? No. History? I don't remember. Economy? I don't know. General knowledge? Sorry, sir. Then he asked me, he told me, these are the subjects that is important to crack the UPSC examination. And you say you don't know any of these subjects, what is it that you want to teach? But then I was convinced, I had that conviction in me, and I convinced him, I sold an idea to him. I told him, sir, if you analyze the previous year question papers of UPSC or any state public service commission for that matter, you see the questions that are asked, they're not asked randomly. Questions of history, polity, geography, economy, they all have been in the news in the past 1 year. All the questions have been in the news in the past 1 year, directly or indirectly. And yes, and all these things have come in the newspapers. So I want to tell students and aspirants the importance of reading newspapers. I want to teach them how to read the newspapers. I want to teach them how to pick up stuff from the newspapers that is important for their examination. He thought for a minute. He was convinced. And he said, and he put me on his payroll and said, okay, you can start. Now, for every 2 hours I had to teach. Mind you, I was teaching UPSC aspirants. I was teaching aspirants who were about to write competitive exams. And I told you my background, and I had not even appeared for an examination. But I was convinced that I will do it one day. So I started, I went back home. I used to go back home, read for 7 hours, 8 hours, come back and teach for 2 hours. Now, what did I gain out of this? For 2 years, for two full years, I got to be amidst students who were preparing for competitive exams. I picked up a lot of cues. I picked up a lot of cues from people who passed, from people who failed, from people who were serious, from people who were not serious. But for two long years, I stuck onto that coaching institute, and I used to teach students how to read the newspapers. And the best part about it, I used to get paid for teaching someone how to read the newspapers. From selling newspapers door to door when I was in class 9 and 10 to teaching aspirants how to read the newspapers, I think my journey has been remarkable that way. Now, I went on to give my UPSC examinations. I gave my UPSC examinations, failed, got dejected. But then the story does not end there, because I had that fire in me not to give up. And then I went on to crack 8 competitive exams back to back. I cleared 2 exams of banks, 2 bank examinations. I cleared 1 examination of RBI at the preliminary stage. Then I cleared my IB exam, I cleared my SSC exam, I cleared my Karnataka Public Service Commission examination, I cleared my FDA examination, and then I cleared my UPSC Central Armed Police Force preliminary examination. Thank you. Life is not a bed of roses. Life has not been easy for me, and I'm sure it's been even more horrible for a lot of other people. But my question is, what differentiates that person? What differentiates people who accepted destiny and what from the people who fought against destiny? The people who accept destiny and say this is how life goes, but the people who fight against destiny. And I think the only difference between people who accept destiny and people who fight against destiny is that one word: attitude. The attitude to never give up, the attitude to believe in your dreams, and the attitude to chase what you want, and the attitude to not settle down until you get what you want. I think that one word makes a lot of difference. Because I remember, whenever I used to be dejected in life because of my failures, my grandfather used to walk up to me and he used to console me. One day my grandfather walked up to me and he told me, "Amit, look at your father. I gave him nothing. I gave him nothing, but see how he is today, and I'm really proud of him. And I hope one day your son gets to sit with your father and your father says the same thing to your son." Still rings a bell in my head. Yes, if my father has done something, if my father has stood up on his own, I think even I can do it. Because I strongly believe in the famous saying, if someone has done it, then even you can do it. If no one has done it, then you must do it. So this fire in my belly, the dreams in my heart, hopes in my eyes, never let me settle down. It kept me going. And yes, I believe that every life has a purpose. My purpose in my life and in my career was simple. It was to serve. My purpose was to serve. So I chose this profession. I chose to put on my uniform and serve this nation. And my only message to the youngsters is, have a purpose. It can be anything. I'm sure most of you would be working in good companies today. I would only want to tell those youngsters that if you're capable of being good employees, you're equally capable of employing another 1,000 people to work for your vision. I want the youngsters to know that if they're capable of being good citizens of this country, they're equally capable of leading this nation from the front. I want these youngsters to know that if they're capable of being happy with their families, they're equally capable of making another 1,000 people happy and changing their lives. I want each one of us to go out and be an asset to our families, to our society, and to this nation as a whole. In the end, I would only want to tell you one thing. No matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter what you do, believe in yourself and chase your dreams. For at the end of the day, it is only your conscience that you're all answerable to. Jai Hind.
And yes, please do subscribe to Josh Talks. It's an amazing channel, a very motivating one.